some other year we'll take the time to study this text from Daniel. It would be a lot this morning, so we won't. But one of the things you'll notice, this is in this apocalyptic kind of writing, is that there are periods of history. And here, they all have a symbolic designation. That's not so strange. We do that. We have, the lion for England and the bear for Russia and the, we do that as well. So it's one kingdom, one dominion, one world power succeeding to another until finally the Son of Man comes. Now we're going to have the same thing we had here. We're going to have the same thing here we had the other day when there was a large statue and the rock, not hewn by human hands, broke away from the mountain and smashed the statue and then grew and became a great kingdom. That's the church. That great rock, not touched by human hands, that's Jesus, born of a virgin. And so, we could, the only point I want to make about this now is, the Son of Man comes and he receives dominion, glory, and kingship. Nations and peoples of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. It won't be in this rhythm of successive waves of kingdom. Same theme as the rock, but now it's the Son of Man. It's because of this that our Lord always calls himself the Son of Man. He's alluding to this. And people know it, and they don't really know what to do with it. But we'll save that for some other year, when it's not the Friday after Thanksgiving, and everybody's sleepy. We have here, these are the last words almost of chapter 21 of St. Luke. As you know, we just have one more gospel. Again, because of the cycle, it will be St. Luke again. It's an exhortation to vigilance. And then, that's the end of the liturgical year. The next day, we start Advent. So, our Lord is telling us that if we have eyes to see, we can read what's going on and see what's going on as he does. First, he says there are signs. The fig tree and all the other trees, when their buds begin to burst open, you know for yourself, summer is near. So when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Now, there's a mystery here. There are factors that go to make up what you might call the eschatological moment. The word eschaton means ultimate. It doesn't have to mean last. But one ultimate moment will be the last moment as well. But there are these times when the factors that make up this eschatological moment are present. We're living in one. We're living in a time when not only this thing about the fig tree, but all that's gone ahead of it about wars and world governments and apostasy, and we're living through not the end of the world, perhaps the end of a world. And who's the ruler of all this process? The Son of Man, Jesus Christ. He's the Lord of all of this. Now he promises here that this generation, his own, will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Why? Because the moment of crisis is the passion and resurrection of Jesus. That's the moment upon which all history turns. That's taken place. The decisive factor by which the whole world will be measured and to which it will all be brought to an end is the death of the Son of God on the cross and his resurrection. So in that sense, you see, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Now, who is this saying that? This is a saying of Jesus. We find it elsewhere in the Synoptics. Imagine if somebody were standing in front of you and said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. What would you think? Who is this person? His claims to being who he is were not hidden. Then John points that out, right? How many times did they want to kill him because he made himself equal to God? Jesus told us who he is. So we have this text. Tomorrow we'll have another exhortation to be on the watch. Now, to be on the watch doesn't mean run to the window to see if the world ended. It means to be smart about what's going on and to listen to the Lord. It's a time to be really praying, to be really alert. And it's a blessing to live in such a time because we just can't coast along, ho-hum. We got to make choices, and we have to pray. So, that's what our Lord is telling us. So look at the signs, and ask the Holy Spirit, what do they mean? And how can I get ready, and get my family ready, help get the church ready?